Runner here. The wait is over. We're coming back to the free feed November 16th with our Ronica 2021 edition, and we can't wait. So write to us at askronica@gmail.com with all of your gifting questions, and send us again this year all of your suggestions of things that you think are worthy of our Ronica list. And pardon me, excuse me. Of course, we'll decide whether that's the case or not. We can't wait to spend Ronica with you November 16th. Mark your calendars, Ronica 2021. We've missed you, dears. We can't wait. Kiss, kiss. All right, dear.
Ronna, we're in darkness right now. Everyone needs to understand.
This is a total, this moment.
Yeah.
The podcast is exactly the same. The episode's exactly the same.
Correct.
For the sauna privileges and for the regular people.
That's right. That's right.
Everyone is in the dark right now. This is not a total sensory experience yet.
No, yeah. This is only aural.
Isn't this funny? This is how they used to do it the old-fashioned way. If you recorded a podcast with someone, you couldn't see them.
Isn't that wild?
If you did it over the internet.
I mean, you really had to keep all your other senses totally attuned.
Now, in a way, this is like a haunted house. We're in a haunted, you know, yeah. when they lead you through a haunted house on Halloween, you can't see anything. And then
I would
someone...
love to go to a haunted house with you and record it.
And then someone creeps out and breathes on your neck.
Yep.
Which is what drives me insane. I hate, you know, it's funny.
You don't like being touched by a stranger in a Halloween mask?
Who's already touched everyone else who came through there, and their hands are covered in fake blood.
Yeah, and sometimes they throw things at, like, you know, water or spray you with something.
Oh, they love, yeah, they like to spritz you and spit on you. And yeah, it's my favorite. And stick, everything's sticky.
That does sound like you.
It does.
And then you know what's great about after going to one of those? You don't need to take a shower that night. It dispritz you.
I'm no fun at those things, as you can imagine, because I
I'm
know that
dying
the rule,
to go to one
the rule
you.
Is that they're not allowed to touch you. So I just walk through and say, okay, okay.
Yeah, I feel like you wouldn't even get that scared. I just imagine you just walking through saying, excuse me, excuse me.
It's basically what I do. I walk through and say, okay.
And I would be screaming,
I get it.
Hell.
I get it.
Yep.
I get it. You have to want to be scared.
It's true. You have to really want that experience. Otherwise it is stupid.
Now
it's just stupid.
Speaking of being scared, saw the costume you posted on your Instagram, and I'm wondering if this is the same costume today
or
not.
I beg you.
It was really quite scary because you looked like the most enormous Chucky doll that had ever.
A huge Chucky.
It was so terrifying.
A huge Chucky.
Where'd you get the overalls?
Ronna, it was a deep dive because this was the first year I ever thought, like, you know what? I kind of want to be something scary because I'd never been something scary. But are you kidding? You think I would have posted
a Halloween
costume? I
thought those grapes were pretty scary that you went as... For whatever
those
that was.
Those were scary. Those were scary. Today is more WYSIWYG.
Okay. Now, last year, we revealed to each other our Halloween costumes. And as people know,
you gave me a shock.
We were both the Hamburglar last
And I thought
year.
I was the only one going as the Hamburglar. And then Ronna popped up on the screen wearing the literal exact same costume as me, basically. The same order.
Well, I don't think we're going to be the same thing this year.
But we certainly aren't.
If you're ready to do the big reveal, shall we?
Let's do it. Okay, should I count it?
Count it.
3, 2, 1, reveal. I'm a fruit.
I almost came as a pickle.
You're a baby.
I'm a Ronna baby.
Ronna, this is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'm wearing a bonnet.
You
and
look
a bib.
Amazing.
It says baby on it, in case you don't know. And I'm carrying shades of vanilla in my bottle.
As usual, Rana, round of applause. You've stolen the show. Rana Baby. Here's the template for, here's the human rendering of Rana Baby. Right in front. For those of you who don't know, Rana Baby is Muppet Babies, but it's Rana Baby. It's
Rana
a baby who wears
babies.
The readers. Exactly.
Yep. Here I am.
I just went as my true self.
Now, you're not just a fruit. You're a cool fruit because you're wearing.
I'm wearing my shades.
You're wearing your shades. Yeah.
It gets a lot less cool.
I like your shades.
But the shoulders kind of hunch up, which I don't like.
You like my bottle that has coffee in it?
I'm obsessed with it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with it.
I have a bottle with coffee in it.
Rana.
Yeah.
Is Mr. Cleveland going to see you in that later?
Oh, you know
give
what?
You a little, give you a
that's
little spanking?
That's absolutely, you know, that is so perverted.
Give you a little spanking, burp you.
No, that's not okay. That's not okay to babies.
But you're not an actual baby. You're Rana Baby.
No, I'm a Rana Baby.
You look, all I want to do is take you and hold you and put you to sleep and rock you. That's all I want to do.
It's very sweet.
It's true. You look so cute.
Thank you, dear. And I even have my little bow in. Yeah. But my bib is my best part.
It's wonderful. It's a little chicken and a teddy bear.
Yeah.
That's us, Rana.
That's right. Who's the chicken? You're the chicken or I'm the teddy bear? Who's the chicken?
I assumed I was the teddy bear, but actually I
might
think
be
the
you chicken. Are the teddy bear and I'm the chicken because the chicken's blonde.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like when you wear your shades because you're a cool pineapple.
Cool pineapple.
Yeah. Yeah. You came as a fruit.
I fully came as a fruit. Honey, listen, why not just be what you are? Be an extended version of what you are.
This is fun, I have to say.
You look, Rana, I truly just want to swaddle you right now.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Thank you.
And sing you a lullaby. I do.
Please, what lullaby would you sing me?
Probably, you know, we're riding on a freeway of love. No, I would sing you.
In a pink Cadillac.
Yes. I would sing. Da 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 castle. I would sing Castle on the Cloud.
Oh, Cosette. You would sing Cosette to me.
Cosette. Or Defying Gravity from Wicked, which isn't so much a lullaby, but I would do that. You look so cute.
Thank you, dear. Well, happy Halloween.
To you too. To you and yours. To all babies in the world.
Thank you. To all the babies in the world. Happy Halloween.
To all the fruits in the world.
Happy Halloween. They've all, actually, babies and fruits are the most invested in Halloween of anyone.
You might be right.
They've all been working on their costumes all year.
That's true. Because fruits wait for that West Hollywood parade.
Yes, that's right.
And the one in the Village Parade in Manhattan.
Yeah.
They do all year. They do the most clever costumes. So, you know,
and babies,
I also wanted to go as like really, you know, this is a little sleeveless. It's a little sexy.
dear.
Darling.
Here we are. It's Halloween. We're in the carriage house.
I can't believe it.
We have about 400,000 follow-ups. If I'm screaming, let me know. I can't hear through my bonnet.
You're not. It's so cute. It's so, you know what? You know who would have survived Donner Pass in that bonnet? You.
You know, do babies even wear bonnets anymore? They try to get them to wear them, but I don't think they do. And I'll tell you something, tying this around my chin reminded me, took me right back to the cradle where I hated having things tied around my neck. And I'm going to
remember
that.
In the cradle?
Oh, come on. I was a very alert baby. I don't think that'll come as any surprise.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like Mary Lou
Hannah.
Yeah, she remembers every moment.
I thought you were going to say Retton.
You're like Mary Lou Retton. I'll never forget.
I can do a split.
Is that true?
Of course.
Do you know all I want to do? I just learned how
to do it. With ease.
I'm in shock. I just learned how to do a cartwheel like 2 years ago. And my next thing is to, I'm not even kidding.
They didn't force you to learn that in physical education?
They didn't. I was always
too
scared.
Were you scared?
I was way too scared. Yeah. And then my sister finally taught me.
Wow. That is rough stuff.
Well, you know what? I think it's a real, it's
if
it's
this, then
to,
what?
It's good for me to say on the podcast because you too can climb that mountain you didn't think you could climb, you know?
There's so many milestones we can still hit as adults that we
Thank
didn't
you.
Hit as children.
Exactly.
Yeah, so true.
I watched a Dateline the other day and someone on there said on their bucket list was to ride a fan boat. I couldn't believe it. That was your bucket list. A fan boat in Florida.
One of those swamp carriers.
You know what I mean? Yes, the ones that like ride kind of high. And like,
I've never been on one of those. Have you?
No, I'm not interested either. They look too delicate.
They seem like you could fall right off and get eaten by an alligator.
And it seems like it'd be way too top heavy.
And you'd have to be in a swamp to be on one.
Exactly.
And let's just keep that right where it is, the swamp. Right. Do you see that snake that they lifted up on that crane in Dominica?
What's Dominica?
In the Caribbean, on the island of Dominica.
Oh, I don't know that island.
They lifted what they think could be the world's largest snake, a boa constrictor. I don't know what it weighed. Probably.
Is there video of it?
4,000 pounds. Of course there is. They were digging something else, and then they had to get this snake out of there. Oh, by the way, people were writing it. It's a cherry pick. It's not a crow's nest.
What?
On a crane. We were talking about how we want to take a ride on a crane.
Oh, yes.
It's a cherry picker.
We thought it was crow's nest.
It's a cherry picker.
Cherry picker. Okay. Yeah.
Brian.
Ronner.
Have you ever needed a doctor ASAP?
Yeah. Yeah.
This manner.
This minute.
You wake up, you feel a certain way, something appears on your body that was not there the night before, whatever it is.
Sure.
And you know you've got to get in with someone right now.
Stat.
As the doctors say.
As the doctors say, yeah, stat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the problem is you want to go to someone fantastic.
Of course.
You want to go to someone with a 5-star rating.
Yeah. You don't want to have to look twice.
I've got a solution for you.
I'm ready, Rana.
ZocDoc.
I love this.
ZocDoc is a fabulous app, okay, that helps you search for doctors in your area. You download the free ZocDoc app, free of course.
Sure.
You can search for local doctors that take your insurance, read verified patient reviews, and book an appointment or an in-person or video chat, okay?
Nice.
You never wait on hold with a receptionist again.
Love this.
Whether you need a primary care physician, a dentist, a dermatologist, a psychiatrist, which everyone who listens to this podcast needs, an eye doctor, or an other specialist, ZocDoc has you covered.
Yeah.
So just go to ZocDoc.com/AskRana and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free, pardon me.
Yeah.
Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc.
And I'm one of them, Rana. It's my go-to whenever I need to see a doctor and I don't feel like waiting a week. I just go on the app and I'm able to get one fast that takes my insurance, as the Texans say.
Insurance, exactly. That's exactly. What I mean, ZocDoc makes healthcare easy.
Very easy.
And with the pandemic, I have to say, people who wants to, so many people are doing the video doctor appointments now in ways that they weren't before.
Totally. I had to get a urinalysis the other day because something felt wrong. Turns out everything was fine. I was just drinking more caffeine than usual.
How can they determine that? I'm just curious. How do they know that's what the problem is?
They don't. They just knew that there wasn't a problem. Yeah. And so they asked me, and that was sort of the thing where I was like, well, I have been like upping my caffeine intake. They were like, it might be that.
How is it possible for you to up your caffeine intake is the question. Unless you had lowered it.
I had lowered it, and then I ramped it back up. And by the way, the ramp is, there's no end in sight to how high this thing
goes.
Well,
I'm not, that's a conversation for another time. I'm not sure you should be ramping.
Well, all I can say is the other day I was ramped up so high, I was flying through the air, and all I heard was a fee-fi-fo-fum. So that's how high I'm getting on this caffeine run.
Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/AskRana and download the ZocDoc app to sign up today for free and book a top-rated doctor. That's ZocDoc.com/AskRana.
ZocDoc. Rana, I had a question for you. I forget, Bob was a proctologist or a podiatrist? Yeah. I never remember
which.
You
know what he was? He was a none of your businessologist. That's what he was.
Okay. All right. It's too bad he's not on ZocDoc, but you know, no one can help
him. He passed away, Brian.
He's dead. Yeah. That's why. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But if he was, if Bob was still with us, you can be sure he'd be on ZocDoc.
That's right, Rana.
Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something. You can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss. Speaking of writing in, we have all kinds of interesting stuff here. Now, the woman who wrote in and said her husband was lazy.
Can I just really quickly show you what this hair can do that I didn't think it could do?
The pineapple hair?
If I'm in a really perky move, the hair can move.
I just wanna.
It's very Cindy Lauper, you're right.
Girls now, just wanna have fun. Fruits just wanna have fun.
Fruits do just wanna have fun. Shout out to
How dare
friends.
You take it off?
No, only because I was pulling back my hair.
Oh, you gotta put it back on. What's a pineapple without the without
crown?
The cap? Yeah, the
That's
crown,
right.
Exactly.
That's right. I'm crowning, right, Ronna?
Well, babies know a little something about crowning.
They certainly do. They're the crown.
Yeah. In any event, the woman who wrote in to us to say that her husband was not a little too lazy in the morning.
Yes. And it was kind of driving her crazy.
And that it was driving her nuts. Boy, did that inspire a debate on the boards, I'll tell you.
Tell me.
But the other thing is, she is the same. Now, I thought we had heard from her before. She said that she had written before we gave her advice.
Guess but we didn't know what the question was.
Guess who she was.
Go
You'll
ahead,
never Lana. Forget this one.
Yeah.
Remember, there was a small New England college, and someone was feeling pressured to hire the son of the guy that was retiring.
Yes.
The guy was retiring, and she finally was getting her own department, and she wanted to hire who she wanted to hire. And everybody said, you have to hire his son, and she didn't know what to do.
Yep.
Does that sound familiar?
It certainly does.
Anyway, that was her. And by the way, she ended up hiring the son.
I knew she would.
How he's doing at the job, I'd love to know. So maybe she'll follow up and let us know. And also,
you know what?
Though,
I feel like he's probably doing like a 5 out of 10. Like, I feel like he's right in the middle of fine.
If he's doing a 7, how is he any worse than anybody else?
It's true. It's true.
So in any event, people wrote in and they were absolutely going bananas. Kate Steinberg said that her husband, at one time, I can only imagine this was a long time ago, was unemployed. Here's what Kate Steinberg said. Okay. The sleeping dad, does he have a job? That's all caps.
It's very Judge Judy to say that.
There was a period of time when my two kids were young and my husband was unemployed. In the morning, I was getting myself ready for work and getting the kids together while my husband slept. I eventually made it clear to him that he cannot sleep in, but if he wanted, he could go back to bed and sleep for hours. I couldn't care less, but I could not bear that I was running around doing everything while he was both unemployed and sleeping. I was very explicit, and he got it, and he stopped.
Wow. She doesn't put up with it.
No.
Who could
Absolutely
blame her?
Absolutely not.
She was very upset. Kate Steinberg did a few all caps there. She got really heated.
Someone else named Lexi says, okay, I'm willing to bet my savings.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Wow.
That the last letter writer's husband is being lazy in the morning and not willing to make dinner. Women are most likely to carry the mental and emotional load in relationships, and I don't buy that this husband is helping between 4:30 to 8 every night. I could be wrong, of course, but I don't think I am.
I got to tell you, I was the one who was initially in the wrong. Remember how my gut reaction was like, leave him alone. That was really sexist, I think.
It was very, very chauvinist. If you're very masculine.
I was a male chauvinist pig in that moment. No doubt about it.
No one says that anymore. That's gone right out the window.
You know who said it? My fourth grade teacher to me in Spanish class.
Called you a chauvinist?
She said I was a male chauvinist pig. She was going through a divorce at the time, but she did call me that.
What did you do to inspire that comment?
I can't even remember. I think I did that thing in Spanish. It was like nothing. I think I probably like misgendered something in Spanish, like from El De La or something. Or
are you sure you didn't leave a mess with your lunch and say, it's a woman's job to pick this stuff up anyway?
That does sound like fourth grade to me. It might have been. I was a real
You didn't
real
say
sexist.
We have women at my house to clean this stuff up.
It sounds like me. When I was 8, I was really toxic masculinity oozing out of me.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, sure. That's right. Megan said, this episode was tailor-made for me. My husband plays too many video games, and therefore he's useless to help me with the kids in the morning. However, he helps in many other ways. She didn't list them, though. This gave me the fresh dose of perspective that I really needed. Thanks, RG and BG.
BG, Brian Glickman?
Sure. My middle name is George, but...
Is it?
I don't think we've ever discussed that because you don't have a middle name. Oh, no, you do have a middle name.
I do. I don't like it.
You don't like it.
Yeah. How have we never discussed that George is your middle name?
I mean, I think we can cancel the rest of the episode and just talk about that.
Prince George.
Yeah.
Are you named after anybody?
Yes. So it's a big name in the Safi family, except it's...
Jorge?
No, Arabic. So it's...
What is it in Arabic?
I think it's like Girouge or something.
Huh.
Girouge, yeah.
And they called you George.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Girouge.
They did. But my
Brian Girouge, I would have enjoyed.
I would have loved Brian Rouge, you know? Yeah. That would have been fun. That was my favorite part about Girouge.
Now, I did not listen to your episode with Janie Haddad, but someone was having an affair with a Republican?
Yes. Can you believe it? In this day and age? I mean, it's one thing to like do that in like the 80s.
Yeah, it doesn't sound sexy to me to have an affair with a Republican.
God,
There's nothing exciting about how opposing their views are. They're just really interested in tearing the planet apart while they're here.
That's right. Do you want to hear the follow-up?
Sure.
Dear Ron and Brian, this is an unsolicited follow-up to the question that Brian and Janie Haddad so graciously answered for me back in September. I asked about how I should navigate my lover's extreme political beliefs, and they gave me so much to think about. I can't remember one thing. Their response made me realize that I wasn't
being...
No. Oh, I can't. No.
Yeah.
She didn't say that. Their response made me realize that I wasn't being respected properly in the relation. Oh, I do remember this because he was like a blowhard. You know what I mean? Like he wouldn't... It wasn't just like, oh, we have different points of view and somehow we work it out. It was... No,
he was right.
Like... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Their response made me realize I wasn't being respected properly in the relationship and I began to reconsider my wants and needs. Brian was right. My lover doesn't like strong women. And his words made me realize that I hadn't been acting like one, which upset me. Recently,
ooh, that just chilled me to the bone.
I know. Recently, I broke... By the way, I have those feelings a lot.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, wait, who are you again? To myself. Like, let's step up to the plate here.
Yeah, you could split the check.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Instead of acting like a damsel in distress all the time.
Correcto, mundo.
Yeah.
Recently, I broke it off completely after he called me a Nazi and a fascist.
Oh.
And did your ears perk up, Rana?
Well, it made me wonder what she said to him.
I mean, I knew you were going to say something like that. We need more context.
You know, we get a lot of one sides with
That's
these
true.
Letters.
Who knows what... I mean, yeah, who knows what you said?
Yeah.
After he called me a Nazi and a fascist and blamed me for him losing his job because of the recently enacted vaccine mandate solely because I voted blue.
Oh,
yeah. See,
okay.
That's what we're dealing with.
Okay. Well, yeah.
There was some initial heartache, but I'm glad I made the decision to move on. Thank you so much for the wise advice, Brian and Janie, and to you too, Rana, for creating this platform to help us poor souls with nowhere else to turn. Your devotee. Emmy.
Wow.
Well,
now we had another follow-up, which is actually quite an important follow-up, I think.
Okay.
This was regarding the OBGYN practice. Remember this?
Oh, yes, of course.
That was the person who said that they went there and the doctor told them they had a small vagina and they didn't want to go there anymore, but they'd been going there forever.
And then the person they liked had, I think, she used to have multiple personalities, but she's...
Yes, but they've all merged now.
They've
all
merged.
Don't worry about it. They've all merged now.
And I said, no problem, stay.
And she had written a book.
Correct. So she was very out in the open about it.
Yes.
And you had said... Which I think was right. If you're not comfortable going there, don't go there. The end.
Yeah. She doesn't have to lose a medical license, but just you don't have to go there anymore, basically. Yeah.
Right.
Hi.
And we were sort of annoyed that the person who told her that her vagina is too small was not the one bothering her.
Yeah, that was the real problem, we felt.
Correct.
Yeah. Not the multiple personalities.
Right.
Hey, listening to the OB-GYN episode right now. For context, I am on a state board that licenses physicians.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Wow.
Please don't use my name. And I would highly suggest that you listen to report both the painful small vagina exam and the book info to the state licensing board. Even if nothing comes of it, it's important to establish a paper trail to keep folks safe. Just 2 cents from a faithful listener and dutiful board member.
Wow.
Well, that's the advice you give on your podcast is what I would say.
That's true.
On my podcast, we're not getting involved.
Call the board.
Yes. On my podcast, we're saying find a new doctor.
Run, don't walk.
Yeah, get a new practice.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Rana here, reminding everyone that Naomi Ekperigin's fabulous special for Netflix is coming out December 29th. So mark your calendars, put it in iCal, put a reminder, do what you need to do. Friend of the show, an occasional frenemy of Brian. That's December 29th. The special is called The Stand-Ups. And Naomi does a fabulous half-hour set. Of course she does. What else would she do? Set your reminders now, and we'll be reminding you. Pardon me. So proud of her. Kiss, kiss.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Watson, and the co-host of Foreplay.
I'm your co-host, George Fowler, former firefighter, your couple's therapist, who loves to talk about sex.
Woo, let's discuss everything about the best sexual techniques to building your emotional intimacy, which is really necessary for great sex.
We bring sound, concrete tools to reframe your relationship problems and learn how to fall in love again and feel desire.
Listen to Foreplay Radio on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.